This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Do you know how to sew?
Yeah, I do know how to sew.
Will you sew something for me?
Yeah.
I got a patch I'd like to put on.
Oh, I hate sewing patches.
Ready, two, three.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter, the only podcast that listens to you.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Now it all makes sense.
You listen to the podcast, and the podcast listens back.
Listens back. Mike, before we get going, before we dig deep into this thick book of things we have to talk about, like every episode, I want to talk about how there's two things.
Our sponsor for today.
There's no sponsors today, guys. You're going to, you know what's interesting?
What if I do one anyway?
I think it's sad.
Nature Box.
I think people will be sad there isn't a sponsor spot.
Well, write your local sponsor and tell them to sponsor this.
Yeah. Oh, wait. At the top of the pops. We need to talk about how we are up for a podcast award.
I love that you said top of the pops.
At the top of the pops.
I used to say that shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I used to call people, like, you're top of the pops. Then I used to call people who I didn't like waffles.
You called them waffles?
I said, you're a fucking waffle.
Like, what a
waffle.
Fucking waffle. Really? Yeah. I like that. Why'd you stop doing that?
I grew out of it, you know, and it's tough when you're the only one doing it and then you don't want to do it anymore when it doesn't catch on. But it was the most original thing that I used to say. So I think I'm going to go back.
Well, that and Lee Boys is something you came up with.
Lee Boys was, it was made up at SourceFed. Way before.
Well, not even you made it up because you were on an internet game. And you were talking about little boys playing Xbox games and saying things to you, right?
That makes sense.
Because I thought you were like, you're playing Xbox games.
Uh-huh.
And then the kids are like saying things that are like really inappropriate.
Like horrible things.
Horrible things. Yeah. And then you started calling them Leo Boys.
Is that?
I thought that's what it was. Is that not it?
I know it started a while ago.
Guys, if you go to the podcast, I'm sorry, if you just go to podcastawards.com, that's literally just podcastawards.com.
That doesn't sound legit, man.
The nominations are now open, and you can vote for Dynamic Banter in every fucking category if you want.
Go ahead and list the categories, Steve.
People's Choice, Business, Comedy, Education, Games and Hobbies, Health, Mature, Music, News and Politics, Religion and Spirituality. Remember the church episode we did? That'll fit into the Religion and Spirituality episode. Sports and Recreation, Technology, Best Produced, Food and Drink, General and Travel.
That sounds fun.
You can vote for us right now. It's not the most intuitive voting system.
You have to tear off a piece of paper and send it to me.
Could you imagine? No one would ever win. I'm supposed to go to a friend's wedding, and the RSVP is supposed to be delivered to them by the 6th.
Uh-huh.
That's tomorrow. We're recording this on the 5th. And I don't know what to do.
Where do they live?
Here in
Give
LA,
out their address.
Can I just text them and go like, I'm in? Or do you think they need the RSVP?
Wedding people get very picky about the RSVP, but you should, can you drive it over to
them? Yeah, what if I hand deliver it? That's nice.
Dress up like a old delivery boy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like a Tom...
Green.
Tom Green. Dress up like Tom
Green.
And hand deliver it.
Okay, all right. Tom Bosley is what you were going to say.
I was going to say Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb. Anyway,
it was Tom Thumb.
If you go to podcastawards.com, right at the top of the page there's a button that says nominations are open. And when you click on that, unfortunately, it requires you to sign up via email, which is the only kind of part that sucks about this. But
why
once
is that
you
bad? Who doesn't have a million emails?
I know, but it's like, it's so much to ask of someone to like give another thing their email address.
Oh, perfect. Then let me be the first, and maybe we'll disagree on this, but that's okay. Let me be the first to be like, or don't do that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you can don't do it.
You can absolutely.
You can don't do it.
You can donate your email address so that we might get an internet award, but also you cannot.
I just think, you know, I've been thinking a lot about dynamic banter and about how this is it, folks. This is as good as it gets. And, you know, Mike and I have planned a lot of cool stuff to do with the podcast outside of just this audio world where we're just delivering ones and zeros directly into your ear canals. And we're thinking of like a lot of cool stuff, but really because of how busy we are and how our lives are insane, this is it probably. So it would be nice if in the life of this podcast.
What do you mean this is it?
Well, I mean, this is it. Like what you're listening to, like every.
This is the
like,
last one?
No, I mean like every episode of Dynamic Banter will probably be the same. Like it will probably be like we're gonna talk about shit, maybe come up with a few funny bits, maybe not, maybe it'll be too loud, maybe we'll
maybe 1 week will be too loud.
Maybe 1 week will be too loud. Maybe we'll upset some sponsors.
Maybe 1 week Steve will have sticky hands.
Sometimes you'll hear Owen off in the distance. Sometimes there will be guests, but like
see,
that's
in that.
That
way, I think it's. So what you're saying is, just so you know, they'll all be different from here on out. And that's the same.
Well, it's like, look, someone who doesn't like us or doesn't like the podcast could be like, yeah, man, I heard like three episodes. They just like make each other laugh and then they come up with these annoying bits that they don't stop doing the whole fucking episode and it's too loud.
Why do the like people that- who don't like us? Why are they listening to and because
you know how the internet works, Mike. If you don't like something, you keep watching it so that your opinion matters when you start to talk shit about that thing.
Man, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I'd like to not think so, but I think so.
Here's how you should work then, everyone. Remember last week when we told you not to drive a nice car or listen to EDM music? First of all, if you've done either of those today, turn off the podcast.
You're already gone too far.
Turn off the podcast first. So let's get those people out of the way.
Gone too far.
One of the things that I don't understand at all is a negative comment underneath a video or a podcast. Can you imagine something you'd want to do less? I don't know if you're into those. But if I legit don't like something, I'll listen to it for maybe 3-4 minutes, and then I'm out. And then I'm there's no turning back.
Right.
See you later forever. No negative, no downvote, no thumbs down, no negative comment. Just like, I'll forget that you exist so fast. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's the correct way to deal with things you don't like.
I thought so.
But unfortunately, a massive percentage of human beings that share this same place we're all from, turns
New
out
Jersey.
They're not going to do the same thing. Not everyone is going to react the same way to everything. And some people, and you know, when money's involved, then they get even crazier. You know, when it's like, I paid for this and I was upset that they triggered me with a man with a gun in the movie.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying everyone's got opinions about everything.
Oh, but they don't have to pay for this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but what I'm saying is it gets worse when they do have to pay for things.
Oh.
I'm just saying like general, I'm doing a generalization about like opinions in general.
Oh.
I was talking
about as it pertained to free things, I guess. Like
well,
podcasts
sure.
And
I mean, but that's
and
the thing. Like, no matter what, if it's paid for or free, there's always people who are going to have their opinion about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully, the audience for this podcast is super sweet and awesome. Mm-hmm. And we don't get really any hate things.
No, nobody
has really said anything that bad about the podcast. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're not into it, you're not into it. You don't have to waste your time.
I'd like to give out. My personal cell phone
number. Your personal phone number?
So that people could, if they had any disparaging things to say.
They could just call you.
Well, text me.
Okay. A little impersonal, but. So, anyway, we're up for a podcast award.
And if banter like that doesn't win one,
well,
I don't know what you're doing. What do you have to do?
It would be really fun if we won that. I mean, I don't know what it. It doesn't mean anything, really. I think it's fun. It's
Dude,
a
we
nice,
have a format.
Yeah.
We, here's,
yeah, of course.
Music starts.
Yeah.
And then we come on.
And we don't stop talking
for
an hour
at
least.
Right. But then there's a, we have, there's been a history road at the end of every episode, has there not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least, yeah, sure.
Then I mean, it ends. Remember when it ends?
I remembered.
So we got a format.
So, guys, we get, you know, I'm not saying we don't have a format. I'm just saying that it's like you can set your watch to it. Like, you can probably, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you'll know that by minute 15, there's going to be a bit. Or there's already been one.
There's already been one good
There's at least one good bit. And if there isn't by minute 15, it's probably not a good episode.
Turn around.
You might want to turn around and find one of the... You might want to look for one of the better episodes. Like one where we talked about Doug the drummer.
Doug was drummer.
Or when we talked about Laughing in Church, which was a Cloverfield episode.
You might want to listen to this podcast when it was Cloverfield. I really still like doing this very much.
No, me too. I'm not
saying...
That's
when I think it gets bad, though. If we A lot of people have a lot of different opinions about this.
Sure,
this is how I feel about it personally. When the personal investment is out of it, when you legit don't care if it's good or bad, and you're just doing it because that's the thing you do on Wednesdays, that's bad territory.
I think maybe I wasn't clear enough about what I meant about this is it. Like, I think what I mean is like, I love doing this podcast.
But
I'm not
going
to stop doing this podcast. Right. I love it, Mike, because it really is, and I think we've said this before, this podcast is like more for us than anybody.
Yeah.
It's like a chance for you and I to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
And to enjoy each other's company.
And hang out forcefully.
But that's all it's going to be. Like, it's not going to get any better than, like, the best bits we've done. Like, there's only ever going to be, like, really, really funny stuff. Or
you don't think
not.
There's ever going to be funnier bits?
I think there will be funnier bits. But what I mean is like, through the life of this podcast, like, if one day we're able to look back on Dynamic Banter, it will probably, like, we'll probably be able to say, like, well, it, like, was consistently funny, but that's what it was. That's it. It was just a funny podcast.
What else does it have to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to do anything, but in the, the context is that what I'm saying is it would be nice. I feel like right now we're at our peak Dynamic Banter.
Okay.
It would be nice if we won an award for it now before it's like, oh, they're just, they're always going to do the same thing.
So now it's important for people. We're almost at prime bandwagon jumping time.
Yeah. It's going to jump the shark once we add Malcolm in as the third. As a permanent third.
Yeah.
It'll get really good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It'll be jumping the shark.
Sure. There's no going back.
No.
That.
There should be a podcast term for jumping the shark. What do you think that would be?
It would have to refer to like a specific podcast that everybody knows about.
But like a historical moment. Because like, you know, where
it's
the jumping the shark
making
comes
a murderer
from.
Is the podcast Jumping a Shark. Because isn't...
No, you mean Serial.
Yeah, but isn't that about the making... Isn't the documentary Making a Murderer about the Serial guy?
I actually don't know.
Damn.
I don't know.
I would really like that to be the case. But if it's not...
Well,
I,
you know where the reference Jumping the Shark comes from, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to make a goddamn connection.
I guess... I'm thinking it might have something to do with Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan hasn't like given up yet. Joe Rogan hasn't done something that's like, oh, he sold out. Joe Rogan sold out.
No, my that's our Jumping the Shark will be suing Adam Carolla
because he stole History Road.
No, remember when that happened? Like he had to sue for like his name or some shit like
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, I don't remember that.
This is like long time. This is like why podcast laws exist because of Adam Carolla.
I'm
bored.
Let's move on. So
we're up for an award.
We're up for an award. I don't know if I mentioned it. So we've got some exciting horns here. we now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 horns.
That's too many horns.
Which is, you'd think we'd have more. I'm going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
We have the first horn ever right here. It's broken. And then we have this nice horn that someone brought us from the Lost show. It's broken. And then we've got the tri-horn, which terrifies everybody. And now we have 2 new horns. One is from Faith Trust Pan.
So that's this first. This is this this is this horn's first appearance.
This is on no. It's actually this horn's first appearance on this show.
Okay.
This horn made its actual first appearance. This is for anyone who's taking this down for the Wikipedia. This horn made its actual first appearance on the first time show.
How many goddamn podcasts do you use a horn on?
Whoa, are you getting upset?
Zoya used that horn.
I need you to sit back down for a second. Didn't need to get up.
I'm standing on the table.
I know, but you need to sit down and put the stick down. Thank you, Mike. Listen, I want you to know that I'm not cheating on you with this horn. I need you to know that the horns are here.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Every once in a while.
So are all the other podcasts.
You're going to honk a horn. You know, it's hard not to honk a horn when you got a shiny black bulb looking right at you.
Yeah, you're
right. I mean, look at these boys. They're just begging for a squeeze.
Those are a bunch of giant red buttons.
Look at these big old hot wet boys.
Everyone except one.
They all want to be squeezed.
Everyone except one.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't like the one.
What's the one? I'm looking at all these bulbs right now.
Yeah.
They all look the same to me.
I don't like the trihorn one.
You just don't like the trihorn at all, or you don't like the trihorn's bulb?
I think it's completely different. It's out of the... It's in the family, but it's the worst member of the family.
You think the horn itself or the bulb?
Both. The bulb, there's no shine to the bulb. It's a matte finish.
You know what? And I gotta be honest, you're right. There's no shine to the bulb. You're not gonna be seeing your smile in that bulb, but you will see your smile in this one.
Which is most of honking a horn.
And this one, a lot of them aren't as shiny as you'd want them to be. This boy is real sweet, though. That's a candy button right there. But listen, we're
candy
not here to talk
used
about
to be my burlesque.
Listen,
name.
We're not here to wax on bulbs.
We're not.
We're here to talk about...
That's the one I would start on.
We're here to talk about the new additions to the horn family. And this one came from Faith Trust Pan. And can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's my favorite horn so far.
It has a nice twist to it.
It's got a nice twist. It's built very nice. It's got a great finish.
Okay.
The bulb is just begging to be squeezed. And it's just got the most healthiest chortle I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's got a healthy honk. I very much love this horn. This is my new favorite horn. Are you ready for this honk?
It's a good looking horn.
It's a good looking horn, and it's got a great sound. Here we go.
Is this not the same horn, just painted? As the original, I mean? Because it bears a resemblance to the original.
They're certainly similar.
This was not the episode to not film.
They're certainly similar. There's this one's a little thinner. Old one's a little thinner.
Sure.
And man, the old one broke so easily with one drop.
Yeah, let's go on.
I'm really worried about this one. I want to take good care of it. This one's a little thicker. This one's thick.
You should get like a really special like velvet,
like a bag
case.
To kind of keep it in, a satchel.
No, I'm talking like a little custom-made guitar case. Yeah.
Like it looks like a little trumpet case.
Yeah.
If I was gonna do that for any horn, it would be the Tijuana Taxi horn.
Okay, sure.
But that's a fun idea. I wonder if I could custom make. Do you think horn cases exist? Like a guitar case?
I would love to dedicate an afternoon
to just having a sit with your friend and looking for a horn
case.
To just
Googling across from a friend.
Would you be laying down or would you?
I would be laying on my stomach. And the laptop would be on the carpet, and I would be kicking my feet behind me.
In a happy way.
In a happy way, yeah.
Here's the sound of this boy. Ready? Here we go. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's real nice.
It's so commanding.
That's good. Yeah.
What a wonderful sound. Thank you, Faith Trust Pan.
That's a great horn.
And so now, now that one's out of the way, Mike,
uh-huh.
This is special. This is a big moment.
Yeah.
This is the horn that you got 7 years ago that you were supposed to bring to me.
On tour a while ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Quite a while.
You don't mind if I dismantle it, do you?
Please.
Because this little harness here is for when you put it onto a bike.
Well, before you unscrew that completely, do you definitely want to do that, or do you want to bring a bike in here so we can...
make sure it'll make so sure it sounds good.
Up. Yeah.
We're not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. but I just, you know, I don't. We're not gonna fasten it to anything. So look at how nice that looks without that hardware. Isn't that nice?
Yes. All right. Now here's the problem.
It's like a cartoon horn.
Yes. It's very nice. It's what if you were to draw a horn?
Yes.
A straight horn. That's what you come up
with. It's your normal straight horn. There's no twist.
That's a Rick Moranis horn for sure.
Yeah. This isn't a clown horn. Like, this is like your typical clown.
Yeah.
Horn.
It's a clown horn. The problem with this is I don't know who it's from.
Uh-oh.
And I was given two, and I was given a note for one. Okay?
Okay.
I lost...
You were given two. Oh, yeah, and you broke one and lost it.
I was given two horns. I broke... one horn on camera. If you watch my little 30-minute thing,
so that one's just dead.
That one's dead.
So you threw it out.
That one hit a pole, and that one made no more noise.
So you flushed it.
I did flush it. I had to give it the Siemens burial.
Siemens burial is my favorite porn film.
That's where I got my mattress. So that one's gone. But the note I have was for that one, I think. And I kept this horn, and the note for this horn was lost.
Okay, so you've lost so many things and destroyed so many things, but this one made it.
This is what made it.
Where did you get, like, where? What part of the tour did you receive this horn?
I believe I received this horn in Pleasanton.
Okay.
So maybe we can retry, if you came to the Pleasanton show... please write into the show that it was your horn.
Let me ask you something. Did the other horn feature a twist?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you went to Mike Falzone's comedy show and gave him a horn for the podcast,
yeah,
and it was straight horn.
Oh, okay, so in Pleasanton, and you gave me a horn,
yeah,
it was this one.
Okay.
I believe you came with your dad.
All right, well, let us know so we can give you proper shout out.
Give me your dad's number.
Give us your dad's phone number for us, and give us your dad's t-shirt size. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's this horn.
Can you please explain what was happening a couple mornings ago?
This one's, it's just a little high-pitched for me, but I like it.
Yeah, it's cute.
Well, the other morning, Zoya called, and it was maybe about the 15th time that she's attempted to arrange a breakfast for us. And, boy, it's just not working out. The thing is like, I would love to get breakfast with you guys, and you know I want to. It's just that the timing never works out.
That's fine.
So Zoya gave me a call as I was walking back into my apartment with my breakfast from Whole Foods, non-sponsored, and she said, hey, you want to go to breakfast? And I was like, I got my breakfast. Well, no, just keep making the name.
Absolutely not.
And it was a bummer. It was a bummer, and it was like maybe the last time. I think Zoya, she was joking. It sounded like she was joking, but I think she wasn't fucking around with me when she said, I am never going to ask to go to breakfast again.
That's not the last time.
Okay, good. But anyway.
Last time in a long time.
So, okay, good, good. Because I want that to keep happening until it actually happens.
There's nothing, and there's only one thing better than going out to breakfast, and that's being asked to breakfast.
You're right. You're right.
I always say.
That should be Denny's new slogan.
Denny's, ask somebody to go here.
Denny's, make a friend come here.
Denny's, make tentative plans.
Plan to bring a friend. Denny's. So anyway, so Zoya was like, oh, we got to hang out because Mike has your horn. And he wants to bring your horn over, and we finally want to add the horn to the horn collection.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to attempt to honk the horn from our respective apartments and see if we could hear the horn from each other's homes.
It was like what I would imagine, like if there's two kingdoms across a pond from each other, and they had to keep firing over like cannonballs.
Yeah, but also there were the sounds of like every cow in the meadow and also ducks and birds.
Yeah, it was a farmland get together.
Well, Zoya couldn't get, I couldn't hear Zoya honking the horn from her place, but you guys heard the tri horn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that one?
It was the tri horn. Oh. Yeah. It's the loudest of the horns over here.
That's like a sniper horn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But you heard that pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, we heard it.
That's a fun bit.
Everyone in our apartment building heard ours. At 9:30,
and they left a nice note about it.
Everyone left the same note.
They all signed the same note, like a birthday card, but dude, about the horn.
There's somebody in our building whose Wi-Fi is "I hate my neighbors," and
wow,
I think it's just because
it's a joke.
It's obviously no.
You don't think that's a joke?
I think it's too funny of a joke for a regular person to make.
Okay,
so either. There's a funny comedian
okay.
in our apartment, and what are the chances there's two?
Can't be. Not in L.A.
Two comedians have never lived in an apartment.
In Los Angeles? You kidding me?
Or we're those people.
Oh, it's your Wi-Fi, and you forgot.
It's my Wi-Fi. No, like, that's our neighbors, right, who hate us.
Oh, you think it might be about you.
Or they also live under the person that we live under. Oh, okay.
So they live in your apartment and you don't even know about it.
These are the only three choices.
Well, you know, it is kind of a fairly common bit to have a funny router name in an apartment building.
That's an early 20s bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That's your first apartment.
So I wouldn't take it personally.
I'd like to.
Mike, have you heard of DJ Khaled?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
It's some people say Khaled, some people say Khalid, and he's fine with them both because he talked about it in a song, being fine with both.
He says he's fine with both. Well, that doesn't help.
That's how the song goes. Why?
Khalid. DJ Khalid humor.
Some say Khalid, say Khalid. Remember that one movie Animal House?
Yeah.
And John Belushi had that shirt.
Where are we at? Shit, we're at 26 and it's our first bit.
I was going to ask you the Denny's bit when that happened. Okay,
damn it. I don't know, man. We might not have made the 15-minute mark.
That's too bad. We're going to lose a lot of people and I think it's going to start being real fun.
I shouldn't have called attention to it. I feel bad now.
You got it. That's an edit point.
I'm wearing small socks. So let me tell you something about DJ Khaled.
Did somebody tell you had to wear small socks?
No, I just... It's been hot, so...
Okay, sorry.
I put on small socks. They're the ones that make it look like you're not wearing socks when you put on your shoes.
So you're the only person who knows...
That I was wearing socks.
Yeah.
It's my secret.
Well, now it's on a podcast.
Well, anyway. So DJ Khaled... Whitney Moore shared with me this video clip of him. What do you think of that boy?
Whitney Moore?
Yeah.
She's my favorite. I'm a big fan of Whitney Moore.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
I actually just love her.
I was thinking about her the other day.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And she's very classically beautiful.
Yes.
Like she would be beautiful if she was in the 80s or the 70s.
Yeah.
And you look at her and if it was just a picture of her face, depending on how fucked up the picture was, you wouldn't know when it was.
No, you're right.
So what
you're
I'm
right.
thinking is, this was my legit thought the other day.
You think she's a time traveler?
She might be a time traveler. That was first. And then my second thought was, I would have a crush on her if she was like late 80s, early 90s, and I was a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like so if she was in movies or whatever.
If I saw Birdemic
when
I was a little boy, I would absolutely have a crush on her,
yeah.
right? And I would follow her all over the place. Like, I would watch Sourcefed and shit like that.
And then, follow her Instagram and her Twitter, everything.
Yeah, and then, but at a young age, I would see that she has shirts like Hail Satan with the, like, the real pretty rainbows.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, oh, she's too scary for me.
Really? Because for me, I would be like, same thing. Obsessed, and I love her, and I'm just like, man, I wish I could meet her someday.
Yeah.
And then the second I see the Hail Satan shirt, I'd be like, oh my god, I fell into deep love with this.
It's
person.
Different as a grown up.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that as a kid, I was like, I was. I mean, I was. you know, I told you about how I was drawing like devil horns on things in my religion book and stuff like that. Me and my friends were doing jokes in our Catholic school
classes. You're doing bits, Catholic bits.
We were doing bits, a lot of bits. So I was into that kind of stuff. But yeah, I can see why for a kid that would be terrifying.
Yeah,
you're like, no.
No, but just,
I get it.
I would be like, she knows things that I don't.
Yeah.
She wears dark lipstick on her days off.
Well, anyway, that wonderful woman shared with me this clip. But what are your thoughts on DJ Khaled?
I don't really.
Tony Khaled.
Tony.
DJ Khaled. Khaled.
I don't really have any.
Okay.
I don't take him one way or another. He's not.
There's not. I wasn't setting you up for anything. I just wanted to know.
I just know that he exists, and I think that it's. I think that it's funny. I know why I think it's funny. I don't know if it's supposed to be, but I. That's what I think.
It's funny that he exists.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this is going to be even funnier for you then, because Whitney shared with me this clip of DJ Khaled pronouncing the word jewelry in a very strange way.
Okay.
You've heard the word jewelry.
Good title for this episode.
You've owned jewelry.
You're familiar with jewelry.
The concept of jewelry. You know of it.
Yeah.
We could find out what Wikipedia says about jewelry.
What does Merriam-Webster say about jewelry?
Let's see what Merriam-Webster says. Jewelry, according to Wikipedia. Hold on a second. For some reason.
Let me make sure I'm spelling this correctly. Alexa, what's jewelry?
All right. Thanks, Alexa.
Need we say more? Can I plug something real quick?
Go ahead.
I have this talk show that I've been doing.
I saw that you've done it, but I haven't watched it yet.
I've made four. I just put the fourth episode up.
Okay.
And it's my favorite thing.
I can't wait. I want to see it because I know it's going to be a funny bit.
Okay. I'm going to keep making them. So there's no way you're going to miss it.
Alexa, can you keep your mouth shut during the podcast?
Episode examines something.
Alexa, I can't do it. Stop. Oh, boy.
Is everything all right?
Well, she already explained it. So, yes, you've heard of jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Well, now let's hear about DJ. Let's hear DJ Khaled.
Alexa, how do you pronounce DJ Khaled? Perfect. That'll settle that.
Alexa, can you play some DJ Khaled?
Playing songs by DJ Khaled from Spotify.
Alexa, can you turn that off? There we go.
There it is. Now I think we're where we want to be.
Okay, anyway. Here we go. Here's DJ Khaled saying jewelry.
And the problem is DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry. I got more jewelry. And it's not even about the jewelry. Cause
are you allowed to have that much when you don't know how to say it?
If you can't pronounce it correctly, then you should not be able to own a lot of it. Yeah.
He'll have more money than either of us will ever be able to think about.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He already does.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But he's going to, too.
Also. Like, he will also.
In addition to what I just said,
he'll also.
Like, when we're 80, he'll still have had
more money. When we're 80, he had that much money when he was 30.
He's never... Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
And the problem is DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry. I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry, because you know,
jewelry.
But at the end of the day, and the problem is, DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry.
Yo, okay. Here it is. Yo, it's like the L in jewelry. It's like, I swear to God, I belong in this world. But DJ Khaled is like, no, I don't think so, right? But the L's trying to sneak in.
What do you think is happening?
That's exactly what's happening.
You think L, that's what's happening?
Picture a bouncer made out of a tongue. A tongue is a bouncer.
Okay.
And the L's trying to sneak past so it can join the rest of jewelry.
The L is trying to get into the club.
Listen to it again and visualize that.
Okay, so the tongue is the bouncer.
The tongue's the bouncer of the club.
The L, okay, so jewelry, jewelry. But jewelry is inside the
club. It's different every time.
Okay. The L is trying to get into the club.
The idea of jewelry is trying to meet up with some letters.
Okay.
And they're not letting L in.
Okay.
And the problem is DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry. I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry.
Is he trying to brag about how much jewelry he has?
Yeah.
But he's not saying it?
I haven't listened to the subject of the sentence yet. I don't know what he's trying to say. Out of context, I don't know what he's trying to say.
Jewelry. Because, you know,
jewelry. You know, what is jewelry?
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, is. At the end of the day, and the problem is, DJ Khaled owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry. I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry, because, you know,
jewelry. You know,
what is jewelry? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day is, at the end of the day, and the problem is DJ Khaled.
Oh, it's just going to play it over and over again.
He doesn't owe anybody any money, and he has all this jewelry, and it's all his, I think, is where he was probably going with that. Like, it's not co-signed jewelry.
Someone in the comments section said, stop saying my name. And his name is Ryan Drury. Drury.
Owes nobody no money. First of all, I have so much jewelry.
We're about 15 minutes in.
What could you ever be talking about where your first of all is you have so much jewelry?
That's the only conversation is how much jewelry do you have?
First of all.
And welcome back to how much jewelry do you have? First of all.
Later on in the show, we're going to have Mr. T, but before we come on, first of all.
Let's get this out of the way. How much jewelry do you have?
I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry.
Well, that's actually exactly what it's about. You're on how much jewelry do you have?
I've got so much jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry.
Hold on.
Why would you say?
I got so much jewelry, and the conversation is not even about.
Oh, it's not. First of all, everyone, listen. When you say "first of all" to a group of people,
yeah,
you've got them.
Absolutely,
you've got them
for a little while.
Yeah, for that second, you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have so much jewelry, and it's not. It's not even about the jewelry. Yeah. That's when you lose them. Because you're like, I was here for the jewelry.
Back. They're not coming back either. They're not coming back. Here's legitimately what this guy did.
He invited people to a jewelry party, and there was no jewelry there.
Yes. Yes. First of all, I'd like to say that I have so much jewelry.
Someone's writing it down.
But tonight, it's not about the jewelry. We're going to make cucumber sandwiches.
And then they cross it out.
And then they leave. And then they never come back. Are there any questions?
Someone's not jewelry. Not about. I'm not answering anything about jewelry.
Okay.
Where are the sandwiches?
I was told there was going to be a sandwich. Where's
I got more jewelry, and it's not even about the jewelry.
Oh my god! And they don't have what he says next. Because I need to know now.
You know,
jewelry with a jury.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day is, at the end of the day, and the problem is,
I think he just plays it over and over and over again.
First of all, I have so much.
All right, I'm done with it. I just think it's so funny the way you pronounce jewelry.
I think it's amazing. But
the interesting thing is that everyone was like, "It's jewelry, dude," and he didn't. Like, he just kept going.
Well, he had a lot on his plate, man. In that 2 minutes. They threw a lot at that dude in 2 minutes.
Do you think, what do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't know how any of that extravagant shit works. I'll never know. I will never know how borrowing jewelry works. I'm never going to be at a point in my life where I'm like, well, I guess I'll just borrow this platinum chain and rings, multiple rings.
Do you think he just messed up? Because he said jewelry that way four times. Do you think he's unaware of what the real word is?
How do you think he orders it? There you go. That's enough, I think. If he doesn't know how to say it, how does he order? Who does he call?
Yo, I'm calling, Zales.
Is this the shiny place store?
Yo, is this Zales?
Is this Zales Shiny Factory?
I'm trying to get me some jewelry, really. Some Jerry-lily. Jerry's not in today.
No, I'd like some rings, please.
Okay.
Rings
and
chains. Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn, man.
So.
Good for him.
I was going to do an update on the backyard chickens, but
I have one thing.
I'm not feeling it. I want you to get in there. Yeah.
I like the backyard chickens when there's absolutely nothing.
Me too.
When we have no brain power.
I had some like music queued up and stuff, but I don't want to do it. No. I don't want to, actually. I'm not feeling it. So you go ahead and you tell me what you have written down there.
What if you don't like what I have at all?
I probably will.
Then we're in a totally different predicament.
I bet I will like it.
Okay, so for whatever reason, I have those Hue lights. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the ones that you can control via your phone.
Yeah, they have them at like Best Buy and stuff.
And like Apple Store?
Yeah, yeah. And you put them all around your house. You control them from your phone. You can make them any color. You can match color to pictures. You could do a bunch of stuff. So I've been making my Hue lights this shade of orange at night that reminds me of like my aunt's house. Okay. Back in the day, because cool. It was very like, I feel like all the old lamps and shit like that, and the lamps with the porcelain shades and shit like that, they were all like orangish. Everything has an orange hue in my memories, right? Then I was thinking that I like doing that at night and like closing all the blinds. It just makes it a real nice, comforting place.
Sure.
And a home, you know, not just like an apartment, whatever. And I was thinking, you have really vivid memories like that. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that between the two of us, we could come up with a really nice house.
Oh, yeah.
I think the two of us working together can craft a really nice home.
Yeah. Like you're saying if we were forced to combine our ideas of a warm home.
If we got a sponsorship from The Sims. And they gave us infinite Sims money.
Or the Property Brothers came on and said, we want you guys to design, we want you to do a whole episode themed around what you guys would think is the ideal home.
Yeah.
You think we'd come up with like a real nice home?
Just a real nice house.
I think there'd be too many toys.
Yeah.
But I think if we had the room, we can make a real nice place.
What size are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about 750,000 square feet.
I think if we had one
modest
one auditorium sized home.
I'm thinking of one giant warehouse.
We had that, here it is. And it looked like shit.
It's four people that live in this giant warehouse.
Yeah.
Each corner is a bedroom.
Okay.
All right. We'll use cardboard to separate. You with me?
I mean, I could picture it.
We've got a drainage system. So when it rains, it pours down into a koi pond in the middle of the warehouse.
Okay. And I'm back on board.
And there's about seven koi in there.
Uh-huh.
And that rainwater is going to come about three times a year, and they're going to love it.
And are they, like, alive?
There's no filtration.
That doesn't seem great.
But we'll ride our bikes around it.
Listen, that's a hard sell.
Okay.
Listen, there's no filtration, but you can ride a bike around it.
And check out these Hue lights.
But you know what? It's not about the jury.
Dude, I want a bigger place because I want to be able to put like my arcade machine somewhere nice and then put video game themed art around. And
if you had to buy one arcade machine to keep in your apartment,
yeah,
which arcade machine would
it's kind of difficult to choose. Burger Time is probably one of my favorite arcade games, but Dragon's Lair 2 Time Warp has the most memory, gives me the best arcade game memories, along with the Simpsons arcade game.
Yeah, man. But that thing is, you need two
apartments. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, I like the look and the color scheme of the original Donkey Kong, Nintendo Donkey Kong arcade machine, which is why I love the Fix-It Felix machine so much, because it's actually the Nintendo arcade cabinet.
Yeah. Oh, did they have specific cabinets for...
Yeah. Like, Nintendo had a specific shape, and then Namco had a specific shape.
That's cool.
But, man, like, you know what I also like are those little bar top arcade.
Yeah, man, things. Those are fun.
You put your little glass of Coca-Cola up there.
Yeah.
In those little red plastic containers with the little jaggies cups in them. Yeah, but you know the red ones that you get at the pizza place? It's got like, they're like, it's a little jagged.
Like the Solo cups.
No, it's like a big plastic
cup.
Hard plastic.
Yeah.
And it's like clear. It's like see-through, red see-through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
but
know
it's
what
got
you're
like
saying.
The little jagged.
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah, yeah. Old.
Yeah, old. Yeah. Those, I like those bar almost. Tops. I like the bar top arcade.
Yeah, those are very nice.
Yeah, with a Pac-Man in there.
Ooh. Those were very cool. The memory that I have associated with those is that I always want to play them, but I never liked any of the games enough to like sit there. It was always like Frogger.
Yeah.
Or, not Metroid. What am I trying to say?
Like,
Asteroid.
Oh, Asteroids. Yeah.
Or some shit like
Hubert.
That. Hubert. Hubert was one.
Hubert.
John. I
Hugh
think was
Grant.
His name. I would want a WWF Superstars. And I
told
Zoya,
that.
I'm like, I'm going to buy this if we ever get a little bit more space, and I'll just keep it in a corner. I'm already sorry. There's a cool art exhibit happening tomorrow.
Arcade?
Yeah.
Or
no,
wrestling?
Art exhibit. It's a wrestling art exhibit.
Oh, cool.
But they're all painted on black velvet.
Ooh.
And I got three pieces of art there last
year. I've seen those. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that happening at Gallery 1988
or
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
The second one. Dude, follow Gallery 1988 on
Twitter, Instagram.
On Instagram especially. All of you, I feel like I know the type of people who listen to this show, and I hope we just got them 1,000 more Instagram followers. Because they post the best shit.
Yeah.
And it's all like nostalgia-based art.
Yes.
And it's all fucking awesome.
Most of my art around the house either comes from Gallery 1988 or from Mondo.
Mondo I've heard of, but I've never been to.
Mondo does really, really cool. Mondo is based in Austin, their gallery, but their posters have been released like for movies in LA and stuff like that.
Nice.
But most of like that Hateful Eight poster is Mondo. The Thing poster over here is Mondo.
Cool.
The Iron Giant is Gallery 88. But that's all really different cool. artists, but it was sold at a Gallery 88.
I love that Iron
expression.
Giant thing.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Awesome.
But yeah,
man.
I agree with that. Follow those boys and girls.
Do we have a History Road?
We do. We do have a History Road queued up. And Mamma Mia, I think it's time, Mike.
History. Sometimes it doesn't come in with enough.
History.
God damn, that bass line just does me. Okay, this is going to be interesting because it's very short, but there's an attachment. There's a file in here, and I'm very curious about it.
And it's an FLV.
It's an .rm file. This comes from Chris, unoriginally Chris. And the subject line says, History Road theme song featuring Owen choking to death.
I did not think this was going to be a good episode.
I know. And guess what? It surprised us both.
Holy shit. If you just stick out the first 15 minutes.
Liz, you get through that 15-minute mark and you're on for a
solid
episode.
Classic first shitty 15 minutes.
This is the one that won us the award. So Chris says, hello to all born boys and gallant gals. Last podcast, 55, Steve was talking about how he wishes he had the audio of when Owen was choking to death on his stream.
Luckily.
Well, I don't have that audio, nor was I there for that stream. So what I did do was recreate the History Road theme song, reenacting how I imagined the entire scenario went down. And yoy. He also says, P.S. It was impossible to rip the song from the podcast cleanly because one of you dang danger boys always talk during the theme song. Respect the format. Because of this, I had to also find the original song to recreate and match it up the best I possibly could. I think it turned out pretty well. Please rate the song out of a desired amount of horn honks. And here we go. It's the History Road Owen Dying Recreation. Hi, stop reading the file name .mp3. Here we go. It is, yeah. It's totally the same. All right, ready? Mike, are you ready?
Absolutely 100%.
Here we go. Oh,
I'm a big fan.
My God.
I'm a big fan of that. Can we use that from now on?
Mike, this is the new History Road theme song.
I think I say we don't use it all the time, but we do definitely bring it back when they least expect
it. Okay, so we should just randomly pepper it in.
Absolutely. Pepper
in,
man.
Pepper in it in.
Yeah.
I want to hear it one more time. Are you ready?
I'd love to. All thank
here,
you.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, Owen!
That's him, all right.
The thing is I got a little PTSD because it sounds so incredibly accurate.
That's what happened?
Like, it sounds so close to what it actually sounded like.
I bet you were, knowing you both, I bet you were terrified.
Oh, I was so terrified.
And I feel bad that you ever have to relive that, but
yeah.
It's unfortunate that some of the best stories happen from some of the worst.
Yeah,
times.
I mean, I'll never forget it. Like, now whenever I think of Owen, I will, and recall, when someone asks me, what are some fun moments you remember in your friendship with Owen?
When you look back on Owen.
When you look back on your friendship with Owen, what are some moments that stand out? The choking to death on a Pizza Hut pizza slice is going to be, like, way up there.
Has he had Pizza Hut pizza since then?
Oh, certainly. It didn't stop him.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he works a lot
now.
Yeah, he works a lot. He's working a lot. Good boy. Holy shit, that's so good. Chris, thank you for that. I'm going to give it 72 horn honks. And also, please, please tell us how you did that, because the coughing sounds so much like Owen. It's really creepy. Did you pull a clip of Owen coughing from the first time show or something? Or is it just you coughing? And also, I don't appreciate your impression of me. The voice is too high. And I'm a little offended by it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not? All right. It's not too well, guys, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter.
Do you ever hear Elliot's impression of you?
No, I want to hear it.
It sounds like this. Holy shit. Holy shit. That's it.
I want to hear it. Does Delman do one?
Yeah, it sounds like this. Holy shit. Come on. You suck.
I don't really know.
I basically don't even sound like this.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you for listening to the show. And please, 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 please don't forget to vote for Dynamic Banter in the Podcast Awards. And
or don't.
I don't know why you're laughing, Mike. I think it's very awesome, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, me too. We both have shows coming up that we should talk about.
Yes, we do. But yes, podcastawards.com and submit your votes for Dynamic Banter. That'd be so awesome. We would really appreciate it. If you like the show, if you enjoy the show, then all I ask is that you take the time to sign up and vote for Dynamic Banter. That's it. If every single one of you listening to this votes, we might have a chance.
Who knows? And
if not, it's okay.
And as a reward, a fun thing to look forward to, there is new merch on the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
New awesome merch. And there's even a thing that you don't even know about that I have in the works that I'm spending money on to deliver to the people of our audience.
Really? When do I get to know?
You should know before it comes out.
I hope so.
You should.
I hope so. You're gonna have me find out when the rest of the world finds out?
Here's the thing. I thought, and I still think, that if I'm just to hand this thing to you, I think you would love that. But also, like, it's our thing, so it feels weird to give it to you then. I just know how happy it would make you to just give you this fully made thing.
Wow.
But I'm going to have to tell you sooner than later.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you before it comes out.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate the want to surprise me, so I'll give you that.
I just
want to
keep our relationship fresh.
Just don't wrap it up in a present and a wrapping paper, because that's pointless to me.
Okay.
Anyway, so, Mike, do you have some? Yeah, we have some. We both have shows coming up. One of them is unfortunately on the same night, I think.
Isn't yours on the 28th?
No, ours is on Friday. Ours is tonight.
Oh, okay.
When they listen to this.
This is July 7th.
July 7th, tonight, yeah.
We're both out and about in L.A.
Yes.
Steve is at Open Space.
Yes.
You're doing Safe by the Bell night with Malcolm Barrett, Rob Fee,
and Aaron Mallory Long. At 8 p.m. at the Open Space. It's a Saved by the Bell theme show. We're going to watch the episode of Saved by the Bell where Jesse becomes addicted to drugs, and we're going to make fun of it and laugh at it and talk about the safety of drug usage.
And then everyone wear your helmets. It'll be a great night.
Yeah, buckle up.
And that's a great theater. Treat them real nice. Yeah. Buy a coffee. They're great people.
Yeah, and they loved everyone at the... They love you, obviously, Mike, and they love the shows you bring.
Yeah.
And they loved when we did the first time show there, and they said... I don't know if I told you guys this, but when we did the first time show, the Lost show there, they said everyone that came to the show was so polite and nice, and they were having so much fun and laughing, and they were playing games outside, and we loved it. And they were just so warm and fun, and we really loved that crowd.
That's real nice. So if we do our own live show, it'll probably happen there.
I think so, too, yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah, yeah. I think the first one should, at least.
That same night, later on in the night, I am at the World Famous Comedy Store in the Belly Room for the Shindig Show, so you can go see Steve's thing, Steve and Rob and Malcolm. Then you can come and see me if you want.
We can all Uber together.
We could all go in the same Uber XL. You could split it now.
Uber pool.
July 14th, I'm at the Sycamore Tavern in West Hollywood. July 15th, that's the Friends and Friends show at the Open Space Cafe. So same spot, but you'll see.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Have you planned? Have you got everyone down for that already?
Almost. Why? Do you still want to do it?
I think I'm in.
Okay, good.
I think I'm in. Put me down because Brett Register has been writing jokes for me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so you're in. So Steve will be there. Come I'm see in. Steve Zaragoza and friends. and then July 24th is definitely not Star Search, which is Andrew Delman's show in the laboratory of the Hollywood Improv over there on Melrose. So four shows as of right now that you could definitely come and see. Five shows.
That's awesome.
And also, there's a possibility that we might be in San Diego soon.
Oh, yeah, for Comic-Con.
Yeah, me and your friend Steve.
Yeah.
Doing a dynamic banter thing.
Yes. So
at Comic-Con.
So have you been talking to people?
We should have a conversation before.
We're gonna.
We have this conversation.
I hope we're going to.
By the time this goes up, we'll have had that conversation. But just know that we're, I don't want to say definite right now, but we're definitely trying for a live thing at Comic-Con. But I don't know if people will be able to get into the exact space or not. But it will be. Whatever. I'm not going to say too much, but we're planning something right now, and you'll know as soon as we know.
Yeah, and we've been wanting to do something at Comic-Con this year, and we've been pushing for it, and we've been talking to people about it. So it sounds like we might be a little closer than we thought. But if not, apologies that we're even teasing it. But it, yeah, I mean, we would love to bring Dynamic Banter to San Diego and start touring with Dynamic Banter, because why not? The fucking show is made for touring.
It really
is. We just need to talk to the right people about it.
People with money.
People with money.
If you have money, we'll call come to your house. My personal.
We'll do. You know what? We should have a contest.
Yeah.
Or like a Kickstarter or some sort of
thing.
Dude,
well, people do living room tours all
the time.
That's
what I'm saying. If you donate this much money or whatever, we will record an episode of Dynamic Banter in your home.
We'll come put a bunch of shit on your table.
We'll put all of our garbage in your home, and we'll invade your home and record an episode in your home.
Even when you don't want us to.
Yeah, and then we'll hang out afterwards and eat your family's dinner.
Yeah, Steve will hang out.
I'll hang out. Mike will leave earlier than I thought.
I got something to do. Steve will always be surprised with how early I leave.
Very surprised Mike somehow got away before I could say goodbye, too.
I could have sworn Mike said, I just need to use the bathroom before dinner.
Somehow Mike left in my car.
I still have my keys.
But my car is gone, and so is Mike. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to the show. I hope to see you guys tonight at the Open Space Theater, and then also right after at the world-famous Comedy Store.
Please.
To see Mike Falzone, and then at future dates as well, and see some funny boys and girls. And
What a
fun life.
Thank you for being a part of our fun life.
Yeah, thank you for helping us to achieve our goals and for supporting our weird shit and for listening to our dumb garbage. And really just, it's, I can't thank you guys enough for that.
Yeah.
I can't. You're helping us so much, and it's really awesome, and I appreciate you all, each and every one of you.
Like you said, eat shit, everyone.
Eat shit, you son of a bitch. Well, thanks for listening.
And one last thing. First of all.
Eat shit.
It's not even really about that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.